Good morning, beloveds. Readings this morning is Psalm 77, new week, new blessings, and his mercy this morning is verses 1 to 3.
I cry aloud to God, and he will hear me. In the day of my trouble, I seek the Lord. In the night, my hand is stretched out without wearying. My soul refuses to be comforted. When I remember God, I moan. When I meditate, my spirit faints. Selah.
Hallelujah. We've spoken much on this, you know, running to God and not from him. And here again, you can see it. You know, we need to always be looking towards God. But it doesn't stop there. I like it in the TPT. It talks about his waiting and his groaning. So coming to God, but that's just like the first step. But then there's also the waiting upon him, you know, and here again we can see it sometimes takes time for God to come through. And so that's the important place. Your waits upon the Lord renews their strength. And I waited on the Lord, and then he heard me and he lifted me out of the pit. That's two scriptures I can think of at the moment. So we need to understand that it's looking to, calling upon the Lord, looking to, and then the waiting. But then there comes a time that he speaks, and you need to listen to that. And why do I say that? You know, this Bible is full of the adventures of the people of faith that has walked with God. And we've got good examples, and then there's also lessons in there, bad examples of what we need to learn from. And all these things, the Bible tells us, were written for our encouragement. We've got a good and a beautiful and even a better covenant, but these things are still there correct us, to help us to see. And I think about, you know, when you hear about the obedience, to listen to what you've heard. And I think of King Saul, powerful man of God, used beautifully in the beginning, but later on he didn't listen and completely. He listened with a half heart. What he liked, he took hold of. What he didn't like, he didn't do. And what happened? He lost his position. Amen. The place that God had in mind for him to be was never fulfilled. He was put aside, and then we had David coming into the picture as the king that God, that was a man after God's heart. And so we need to learn these lessons. You know, this whole life, this narrow road, is about committing to the Lord, born again, spirit, soul, and body, by belief, by baptism, by receiving the Holy Spirit, coming to God, not just when it's, times are bad, all the time, every day, because every day the part of our story is there to be played out. We want to wake up to that which is laid up for us in heaven. And then we need to hear what the Spirit has to say. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. And then do it 100%. Amen. So be blessed. Just to remember, faith comes, faith gets tested, and faith gets realized. God loves you. God's just got good things in store for you. And just stay on the highway of holiness in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.